A slow-moving storm will bring rain to our area in spots through the rest of the day into tonight. Rain may be locally heavy at times. And then as we head into the weekend, that storm system will move to our northeast. It will deepen over eastern Canada, and that's going to result in a windy weekend with winds that will gust at times up over 40 miles per hour both Saturday and Sunday. It's also going to bring in a rush of cold that may change some of these raindrops to snowflakes across the highest elevations later tomorrow into tomorrow night. Now, it is cool in spots today across the far north near the Canadian border and also west of Albany. Temperatures are running on the chilly side, to say the least. On the other side of things, though, it's quite mild. And for many of us, temperatures have come up to around 70 degrees today. And so it's mild and also somewhat muggy in those areas where it is mild. Dew point temperatures are up near or a bit above 60. So a little bit of an early fall feel across much of our area today, but that cooler air that is northwest of Albany is going to overtake our entire area as this storm works on through. Now, as we talked about over the past couple of days, the heaviest rain is still focused to our west, and there are flash flood watches in effect from Utica West, and there are a number of flood advisories and flood warnings that extend through central and western New York, south into Pennsylvania, where flooding has occurred from the storm. As the whole system works to the east, we'll have periods of rain through the night. Rain could be locally heavy at times, and with a lot of leaves down clogging storm drains, there may be some flooding on roadways, so be aware of that through the late day and nighttime hours. And moving into the day tomorrow, that storm is going to work its way off to our northeast. So we say goodbye to the mild temperatures, and it's a big goodbye, a real rush of cold coming up tomorrow with temperatures only near 50 degrees or so, and we're likely to see those temperatures drop through the day. Winds will be gusting at times up over 40 miles per hour as we work through the day on Saturday. Rain showers at times are likely, and as that colder air comes in, we're likely to see a switch over to snowflakes, especially across the higher elevations. And it still appears that some accumulating snow will be likely across the highest elevations later tomorrow night into Sunday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with periods of rain likely, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers likely, changing to snow in the higher elevations, windy and colder, with highs in the 40s to lower 50s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with periods of rain likely, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers likely, changing to snow in the higher elevations, windy and colder, high in the 40s to lower 50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy with periods of rain likely, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers likely, windy and colder, with highs in the 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, cloudy with periods of rain likely, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers likely, windy and colder, high around 50. Region-wide on Sunday, a blend of clouds and sun, with a chance of mountain rain and snow showers, windy with highs in the 40s and 50s, and on Monday, partly sunny with a chance of showers, breezy with highs in the 40s and 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.